Yes, the difference is on the astral plane's lowest stair level, not so great. The undeveloped or ethically retarded individuals, who there are having their domicile, were in fact so earthbound and their bodies built of coarse astral matter, mind you that they have flesh and blood, have therefore as purely physical needs of both food and sleep, that their lives is substantially similar to life on Earth. Their ethical development is also best conveyed by a persistent, but by no means slave-bound work, which is enforced by these needs. And yet it is also in the lower realms, a big difference between the situation there and on the Earth, a difference that cannot be described, because, as mentioned above, the language lacks the expression of the peculiar conditions that makes life on the astral plane so light and comfortable. What now regards the need of food specially, there exists the big difference, that this need on the earth is imperative. Here, however, one cannot starve to death. The astral body has an unconscious capacity to absorb, from the atmosphere, the little nourishment it really needs. Therefore can also the unfortunates, who live on the wrong side of themselves, apathetically brooding on their hateful and vengeful thoughts, during times of immense extent, survive without consuming food or drink. Hunger can tear their guts and thirst burn their tongue, but they do not perish, it only increases their pain. But when the hapless finally turns in repentance and begins a new life with a wholesome activity, then is the ingestion of food a much needed recreation after work. Food and drink is a stimulant, which imparts force to the new efforts. Food is never of coarse nature, it is entirely vegetarian, and the higher man rises on the astral plane's 7-point scale, the lighter it becomes, and the more he or she becomes independent of both food and sleep. Fourth sphere. Here smiles at us the pretty nature, here is the summer land where the weary wanderer must rest after mortal toil and trouble, sorrows and disappointments. Ending up in the fourth sphere is like coming to a resort after a strenuous work or over the ending of a disease. However, you cannot be here and surrender yourself to a narcotic idleness. But the work is easier, the variety richer, schoolwork more interesting and above all, home life more pleasant. Those who are happy for each other sit together and start a family. They could have very different occupations in the public service, but free time and especially evenings are spent together at home or at a concert, lecture, etc. This grouping into families is based solely on sympathy and love. Spouses, who on earth lived in a happy marriages, reunited here and keep a pleasant and ennobling intercourse? Is one of them more developed and thus eligible to enter a higher sphere? He or she stops or stays in the lower, for to be with his beloved, until he or she also is ready to move higher. Those who on earth loved each other but were denied the joy of living united, seek each other here and make the marriage they longed for. But not a marriage in the earthly senses, of outer bands justice, but one of the higher spirits blessed compound without being forced on either side. Even new on tenderness tied bonds between spirits, who first on this world, level, get to know each other, is tied here. Bonds, as if they are strong enough, will make connection to each other during their next earthly life. Here meet friends, who have followed each other in the evolution, development, yes, even those who may not have seen each other in a thousand years, but which, however, if sympathy was genuine, recognize each other and are happy to re-establish friendly bands. The family consists so usually, except of the two, who love each other, husband and wife, even of one or more related friends, often those of any earthly life were children of both or either, and even here occupy the place as an adult son or daughter in the family. Children in earthly sense, of course, are they not, as natural reproduction there, like in the animal kingdom, is not needed and therefore not present. The sex life on those levels are ecdot to the Danish seer, Wiseman Martinus, such of intimate exchange of sympathy feelings through the whole body, and not only through the sex organs as on earth's course, physical level. Roe remark. Every family is living spacious and comfortable in their own house, in all respects very similar to conditions on earth. Often, The lower floor are of a large common room, which is also a dining room, a private office and a library, which for the latter, is also the family room for anniversaries and devotion, where you can retreat for study and meditation. Upstairs lie the bedrooms with their balconies. The roof is usually flat, and up on the patio you can stay happy for a while after sunset. Each villa includes in general a garden that supplies the house with the fruit, which gives the finest nutrients, and is often picked directly from the tree, and added to each meal together with any wine that is not making intoxication. Flower cultivation is very high, and often sees loggias and verandas covered with the most beautiful climbing roses. In general they are serving themselves, but some stick with servants, usually volunteers from the third sphere, who thereby is accelerating their development. Their duties are very light, and they are kept as members of the family. Villa plots usually lie close together and form large communities or villa towns with wide streets, grassy walkways and an electric tram in the middle. Each city has its library, its concert and lecture halls, theatres and churches, all in the rule built of wood. The religious cults have here adopted purer forms. Admittedly, are also found in this realm different faiths and different denominations, but they do not lie in conflict with each other, they thrive in good tolerance by each other. Although the various nations, as in reference to the people's nature, disposition and temperament are unequal as on earth, they here live on peaceful terms with each other. Any standing armies are not needed, only some security guards, who monitor that no one do bad or wrong things to others. More severe violations in this respect involve always a demotion to a lower realm, so it is so easy to maintain order in the astral spheres. In the fourth sphere are also evident, as above mentioned, an initial tendency into grouping, merging of the different nations in the communal language, as here, to some extent are beginning to be used. A particularity of the fourth sphere is that here come those who on earth died in infancy. Well, not always. This is why we here find so many creches, orphanages and children's gardens, where the most tender care is given to these, that is early torn away, who initially also on the astral plane are children. The situation is namely so, that when man dies down there on earth, and so enter our world wearing the astral body, he or she had to bear inside his, her physical body, and which initially always bear the stamp of, or constitute a faithful likeness of the body he or she left. If he slash she die as a little child, she is therefore also here in our astral world to start as small child body who needs care and being protected. She may be an old spirit, which has undergone a long series of earth lives, but as long as her organs, and the astral, are undeveloped, they will be restraining, so that the spirit cannot make their capabilities forth. Just as the case is on schools on the earth. Physical level. Many are also those, who here engage in care of these children, usually the women, who on earth longed for, but never had a taste of motherhood's happiness, or mothers who soon become deprived of their children. Here you get the opportunity to use the maternal tenderness, that she during her earthly life had to wear as an inside treasure. But here, as everywhere is exercised strict control. Nobody, that is not clean, gentle and good, may bring up a child, and those who proves unworthy of such a mission, are immediately taken away from there. A child is considered somewhat sacred and is therefore treated by all with the greatest tenderness. It is a joy to see how cheerful little ones playing in their gardens and parks. Often female teachers take them down to earth to let them be on the excursions in the countryside, as school children down there to do, when the season and weather conditions are favorable. A well-behaved children can also as reward, come on a short visit, to follow his, her teacher to a higher sphere, where this has home. If children, when they die, get to the fourth sphere, one may ask the question, what is it that determines where an adult after death will end up? The above suggested, that it is alone the ethical development, which in this respect is of crucial importance, but this calls for an addition. Each one comes in first rule back to the sphere, whence he or she went down. There, he or she initially examine its last earthly life and compose a story or a record of their actions and their motives. Only after this is done, she will occupy the place which he or she by their earthly life is prepared. It can happen, she must move to a higher sphere, or stay where she is, or rarely, go lower. During his custodial time, she can at least move forward in the development and rise higher, until she earned the store of experience from the earthly life, as she for such development needed. Then he or she is gripped again by a grounding longing, for she realizes that it is in the earth school we have to get the additional nutrients she needs. That is where we have to undergo a new treatment process in order to rise higher. And so he or she was born again as new, as a small child on earth. The fifth sphere. Nature is in this realm very varied and indescribably beautiful. Within the comparatively narrow belt that forms on either side of the equator, a tropical vegetation in voluptuous shapes and colors. But there are also the highlands of a wild beauty and magnificent alp-like realms, with snow-capped peaks and rushing waterfalls. The climate is mild and pleasant, no bothersome heat of the lowlands, no nasty cold in the Alps. A brief winter ice covers lakes and is spreading its snow cover over the ground, but this contributes only to enhance the beauty of nature. This sphere can be described as one of the fine arts of Eden. Here come those who are ethically justified and the artistically gifted, which have an open eye for nature. They take out their sketchbooks and tighten their canvases, they are drawing and painting, they revel in the colors. Here you also have the best line in the artistic schools and art academies of painting and sculpture, which constitute this sphere in pride and ornament. But it is not only painting and sculpture, as is practiced here. This also is including music and drama, which here have their academies and temples with teachers from a higher sphere. Often are played large concerts and, more often, good acting, and classical pieces from the world's best repertoire, and newer pieces by prominent authors in the spheres. The actors are often great talents from the sixth or seventh sphere. When a new play is done, audience from these spheres is invited to the premiere. Good writers and poets are here standing in this high reputation, they contribute to its extent, that by pressing their beauty stamp on this sphere and make it into the free, liberal arts republic. From this level are teachers in these subjects, going down to the earth and also to lower spheres, as happy messengers, who proclaim the gospel of beauty. It goes without saying, that life in this realm bear joyful character. But it is not the delirious joy with their harsh sounds, which often distinguishes the artist's life on earth. It is a still with devotional parade, joy, which rejoices thankfully to him, who is all beauty's source. Something that also significantly contributes to make life in the fifth sphere cheerful and pleasant, is the sport that this large-scale undertaking carried. In winter time is practiced Nordic skiing and ice skating, summertime bull games, boating and sailing, etc. contests are held, and the prize is awarded, but nothing may go to extremes. It could of this description may seem as if everything in this sphere were shooting at spreading and enjoy happiness. However, this is not the case, here is done too much work of another kind, especially manufacturing of thinner fabrics, chasing and other fine metalwork etc. Here flourishes magnificent arts. All factory work is very easy, and the artistic effort is its own reward. There is a general principle in the management of the astral sphere's economy, which to such a big degree contributes to make life here easy and pleasant, and this is, that each one for a certain amount of daily work, which is smaller and lighter, the higher one rises, are entitled to have everything you need to keep a comfortable life, and beyond that even what the person of all his heart is yearned for, and all this without pay, because money exists not here, they are only upon the earth, physical level. Spheres, astral, free societies have, thanks to a mild providence genius devices, solved the social problem in an exemplary manner. There are here no poor ones, no dissatisfied. All do their duty and enjoys of that, and get from the rulers a generous remuneration, in that way as getting all that they reasonably could wish for. Sixth sphere. This realm offers not such variation of the landscape forms, with so rich variety, as of the fifth, but is, if possible, even more comfortable. It seems like a large park or garden. Here and there are interrupted by cedar and rocks, idyllic lakes. Nature has lavished in extravagance its wealth, and its people are diligently to shape it after their ideals of beauty. Everywhere you meet magnificent parks with terraces, ponds and fountains. The climate is mild and pleasant like in southern Italy, so that even during the colder season you can pick flowers in your garden. The main nutrients are pears, grapes and apricots. Here people live in magnificent villas of wood or stone, usually marble, sometime malachite, and each villa includes a garden, and the larger, even a park. This means that communities are less densely populated. They spread out over a larger area, but have instead so much more convenient and faster transport. The large building complexes one sometimes sees on the heights, a science colleges and the ecclesial communities' temples, which often lay side by side, a visible expression of that science and religion here, in consensus best work for the same goal, humanity's enlightenment and refinement. One imagines maybe, that in the lovely climes I here depicts, the religious sentiment should take the form of one for all common faith with the corresponding joint rites. That this is not the case depends upon the individual in man's power, for the gratification of her greatest longing, as belonging to God. They do not so easily let go of their pattern of thought, least of their religious beliefs. Life after life we have, for example, belonged to the Catholic Church on earth, so he or she will then also remain as a Catholic during their freedom time between incarnations. They join together with like-minded, and they form churches that worship the Almighty for their beliefs and their cardiac force, just like on earth. But here in our world will eventually her religious concepts become purified. She may learn to see mistakes in their faith, she learns to see the heretics with different eyes. And the same way that the various churches' teachings are thus reformed, and all for them common foundation appears, they come closer to each other and their followers will be filled with understanding and tolerance for their different thinking. In the sixth sphere has such an internal association of significantly degree, already reached, even if the outward forms are yet to distinguish the great churches apart from each other. The distinctive feature of this sphere is the scientific and religious studies, as must go hand in hand, and with so much success, conducted under the guidance of teachers from a higher world. Here are the finest universities, where teaching is focused on discovering and developing everyone's individual talents. From here goes down to the physical earth, to incarnate, many who are destined to become the pioneers of science and religions. It might then seem strange, that still so much division and intolerance prevails between churches and sects in the physical world, and that there still so much deception can be regarding the divine truth. We must remember, however, that he or she who goes down to the earth, as a teacher, and he is also in the spheres given the very best education, but down there is born as a little child, so that his intelligence is encapsulated in the physical body limitations. So he is gradually forced to learn the lessons the people for centuries has formulated and preserved to be handed from generation to generation. It is needed a high spiritual power and great personal courage to break these centuries-old dogmas and let the light of the little candles, from which he only has an intuitively clue, from the teachings he was given up here. Is it strange that evolution on earth is so slow? The seventh sphere. We have now reached the last and highest realm of the astral plane. Here, each one, before he can rise higher, undergoes a kind of refresher course of what he or she has learned during his walk through the underlying spheres. All his records of past lives on earth must be gone through and adjusted. They are here given over for examination of the respective leaders and then stored in large archives. Spirit is here to undergo a kind of final test. Does he or she have any desires? They will be pulling him to the ground, physical earth. He has to go down in a new life on earth to be purified or to atone. Only after he has in all respects comprised their tests and come to a full understanding of his own being, his peculiarities and errors, he may move to a world, which is located above the astral. Many linger here very long, up to several centuries, before they dare to take the important step into another, completely new world, which is for them almost as unfamiliar as the astral world for Earth humans. Here you have that also in all respects so beautiful, they are happy to be desired. Nature, which even in this realm carries earthly characters, is of an ideal beauty. The material, of which the sphere is built, is in comparison to the others lighter and more formable. For those, who from a lower realm first time, is coming here as a guest, everything seems as almost translucent. The natural scenery seems more like hair forms, than realities. The beauty is so captivating, that he would exclaim, "This is heaven, fairer, it cannot be a sweeter life to unfold." The old saying that to be in seventh heaven means a literal truth, which certainly has been known of the old, who was in close contact with the country beyond. Now it has been forgotten, which is why the term has become an empty phrase. Since we have become a citizen of this world, however, it is just as real and solid as any of the lower, because our bodies then undergone a similar refinement and been adjusted in harmony with nature here. Life in this realm is shaped substantially the same as in the sixth sphere, only that things have reached an even higher development. Here is reached only those who on earth led a pure and unselfish life. Many, who held a prominent position as statesmen, teachers, artists and writers, will meet here, but also many who stood low on the social scale, but quietly practiced well and quietly cultivated his, her spirit. Here you get the rich pay for your efforts and work. But nowhere is there a passive rest, everything is life and activity. In this realm is the astral world's capital, the seat of the High Council, which has the top management of any of the underlying spheres. From here they dictate/inspires with as much love as wisdom and with the undeniable power of authority, all those subordinate leaders and teachers in the lower realms. Over all is exercised tight control, but everyone also befalls not only justice but also love. From here, many goes with the work on the earth, to inspire good and educated people to a blessed work of authors, inventors, engineers, patrons, etc., yes even themselves going reincarnated into a new life on earth, as humanity's pioneers and benefactors. From this realm, even also from the immediately underlying levels, spheres, is finally carried out a very extensive missionary, helping activity in the lower realms. As FX is told of in the book A Wanderer in the Spritlands and in Seven Steps to Eternity. Rorem. Of 2013, there is so much spiritual distress in the world, not only on earth, but even more so in the astral world's lower spheres, and most especially in the deeper located hells. Commandments of love, which is the constitution of the universe, that all the good being with joy obey, invite each other help. One after the measure of his strength, to support, help and save them, has been locked in perverse mind, turned away from God and squirm in self-inflicted suffering, or gone astray and groping in spiritual darkness. Everywhere is needed as supportive hands, tender care, loving guidance. This help I hold out of countless warm hearts in all spheres, but it is only when the spirit has reached a certain development stage, as he gets the strength to accomplish the difficult acquisition. It is therefore only from the higher spheres that a missionary activity may properly be sent out. Many are also those who largely refrain from domestic life's pleasing, to go down into the lower realms and hells, in order to preach the gospel of love. They have their homes up here, but their daily work in a lower world, which can be thousands of miles away, a distance that they without any significant efforts can do almost with the speed of thought. The difficulty is not to travel the long way. The difficulty is to penetrate the heavy, dirty atmosphere that prevails in the worlds, where these unfortunates have their domicile, and be able to make themselves perceptible. It applies to those who, for example, will dive into the deepest hell to compress his body with fluids from the atmosphere there, in order to penetrate into the foul fumes that surround this kingdom, and there make themselves visible to the person or unhappy one he or she wants to visit. And what this means of pure physical discomfort for a spirit who have reached a higher purity, one can hardly imagine. Often will the person engaged in this service of love become so infected of the poisonous exhaustions which he meets there, so he afterwards feel a pure physical nausea. Diseases do not occur among the good and happy astral people, but the discomfort they feel by getting in touch with such a low world seems at times like a fever dizziness of transient nature. And yet, what is the bodily discomfort against the spiritual suffering the loving missionary experiences by seeing this misery and hear all this doom and feel some helpless by so little that could be done to help and relieve? Often he or she is met of scorn and derision. Often he sees his warmest efforts being met by apathetic lethargy or stubbornly obstinacy. Row comment of 2013. This is shown in the online movie Astral City, Nosola, Part 1, or German subtext link. But no work in service for the good is without his merits, and the grief over the 99 who resist his loving zeal gives the 100th, which he manages to bring over the border to a tolerable existence, the richest compensation. For indeed it is true words, that be joy in heaven over one sinner who repents and improves himself. Higher worlds. We have now thrown an introductory overview of the astral world's 7 spheres, and saw how everything in this world, though an increasing degree of sophistication, bears the stamp of earthly conditions. Nature presents the mineral, vegetable and animal kingdoms exactly the same types as on Earth. The metals mined and processed, the same species occur in forests, the grains are grown, the flowers adorn the fields and gardens, the same animal species contribute to bestow life and beauty to nature. And although man to its outer shape, as to their lifestyles, occupations and requirements of food and sleep, basically are the same, though increased development and highly refined and spiritualized in his, her outer living conditions. But the astral plane of existence is by no means the highest step. Far from it. Above the astral plane is another. The mental, as in reference to forms of existence, is as much subtler than the astral, as this is more subtle than the physical. And above the mental is other world levels, even more refined, yet more spiritual, divided also in spheres denote shades of sophistication of the matter, of which the plane is built. But about these higher worlds, I do not have any closer understanding. That is why I do not dare the delicate task of describing them. Earthly language is too poor for such an attempt to succeed. It may in this respect be enough to acknowledge that they exist. I therefore stop on the astral world's top border. If one here scouts out into space or embark on reconnaissance to discover where the mental world is located, so will you be as disappointed as the earth man, who, not having received his astral vision being opened, seeking to explore the astral world. The mental world is for the astral man just as imperceptible as the astral world is for earth humans. It has no senses to perceive the vibrations that characterize the higher worlds than this as man himself belongs. The transition from the astral to the mental worlds is also associated with a process that is somewhat similar to the physical death. You will lay away the astral body and is then found dressed in a mental body, as is carried under the astral, just as man on earth in the physical body carries both an astral and a mental body under the physical, but generally have not a clue about it. These various bodies are so closely interwoven to each other that not even from a higher point of view is it possible to distinguish them from each other. But in death, either the physical or the astral are those elements that belongs to the lower world separated, and the next higher body shell enters forward and are shaping the new man, which then belongs to this higher plane. When we speak of an astral death, we shall not, however, paying the same concept of a painful and ugly transformation with subsequent decay of the body elements which characterize the physical death.